A teenage girl opens up her laptop in her bedroom and takes a sip of a drink. Time passes and she clicks on some music. Maisie Williams. The girl, Casey, who has brown hair cut into a bob, takes off her school jumper and comes to check on the computer. Now she's singing along in her own clothes.
Are you hip-hop-ish? Think we give a shit?
Written by Ben Channon and David Lobato. Casey comes over to her laptop and stares at it with a frown. She smiles, then walks across her bedroom, jigging along to the music and pulling on a jacket. She spins round to look at the laptop again, then walks over to it to turn off the music. Cyberbully. A girl's calling online.
What are you doing?
Is your Spotify working?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Mine's being retarded.
Alex Freeman probably hacked you. He did mine and changed every single playlist to Jason Derulo.
I still haven't forgiven Alex for changing all my contacts to Harry Potter characters.
What a twat.
He put himself as Voldemort.
Please, more like Neville Longbottom.
My mum was Bellatrix Lestrange.
At least he got that right.
Here, what do we think of this blunder?
You look like a what's it.
See, this is why I need you.
My mum's now on Snapchat, by the way.
Why?
I'd like to say she's just trying to reconnect, but I actually think she likes it.
What are you doing?
Checking flights to Barca.
Casey, we're going to Outlook. Why are you fighting this?
Sona, Barcelona has culture.
Pula has a beach.
Barcelona has a beach. And plus, if we don't get any more money, then we're not going anywhere.
Casey?
What?
Nathan.
Oh, please, don't use the N-word.
You should look.
At what?
His tweet.
I unfollowed him. What does it say?
It's not very nice.
Can you just read it?
I guess it's no surprise that Casey Jacobs is on antidepressants. I spent one night with her, and it depressed me.
Casey looks horrified.
How could he write that? Are you okay?
How did you know? I haven't told anyone.
Tamara?
You're the only one I've told.
Well, he was in your room. Did he see your pills? Casey, I didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, no. We are doing this.
What?
You know who.
Oh, no, Megan, just leave it.
What? No way, he owes us. Hey, Alex.
Hey. What do you guys want?
Thanks for hacking my friend's Spotify account, by the way.
You think I have nothing better to do than to hack your Spotify accounts?
We know you have nothing better to do. Now put the porn away, we need your help.
I'm not looking at porn.
Have you seen what that dickwad Nathan Legg has just tweeted?
Alex checks.
Oh, peak.
Don't say peak, Alex.
I didn't even know you and Nathan broke up. Sorry, Casey.
Yeah, don't be, he's a fucktard.
So what do you want me to do?
Hack that motherfucker.
Megan.
What? Oh, come on, let's
just
do him.
Wait.
I'm not hacking Nathan Legg.
Why not?
Well, guess what? He's not going to kick the shit out of you.
How would he know it was you?
Yeah, how would he know, genius?
Because as soon as anyone in school gets hacked, they blame me.
Maybe you should have thought about that before you hacked everyone, Voldemort.
All right, fuck you, Megan. I've hacked like two people.
All right, get back to your porno then, useless. Oh, shit. Wait, Jack's here.
Wait, you're going out?
Text me, okay?
Okay, but won't Jack mind?
I love you, bitch.
I love you, her.
The image of Megan leaving freezes. Casey's image remains in the bottom corner of the computer screen, and she covers her face with her hands. She parts her hands and reads Nathan's message again. I guess it's no surprise Casey Jacobs is on antidepressants. I spent one night with her, and it depressed me. Casey rests her feet on her desk and buries her head in her arms. She remains huddled there in her darkened bedroom.
Nothing.
Why do you want dinner?
For fuck's sake. I'm not hungry.
When will you be hungry?
I don't know, okay? Can you just leave me alone?
She pushes her chair away from her desk with her feet, then gets up, sighing heavily. An instant message pops up from Alex. Hey, Casey. She's in the bathroom getting her pills from the cabinet. She walks back into the bedroom and sees the message. Knocking back a pill and putting the bottle on her desk, she writes, "Sup." He writes, "Still wanna fuck up Nathan Legg?" She half smiles to herself and types, "Yes." Then her smile fades and she deletes yes and writes, "Why the change of heart, Hackman?" He replies, "Wanted to before, but you can't trust M to keep her massive mouth shut." She types, "Ha ha," and Alex asks, "She your BFF?" Casey looks at a photo of her and Megan and replies, "We don't say BFF in this decade, Alex, but yes." He says, "She calls you a bitch a lot."
"We both call each other bitch, you idiot."
He types, "Where's she now?" Casey looks at the photo of her and Megan, then quickly writes, "Gonna help me or what?" Alex replies with a smiley, winking face. Then he sends a link saying, "Click here." Casey clicks on the link and Nathan's account pops up. She grins to herself, seeing the compose box on the screen. Then Alex writes, "Enjoy." Casey's fingers hover over the keyboard. Then she starts to type.
"Erectile dysfunction makes me bitter. So bitter, I vent my limp-dicked anger on women. Please pray for me and my pathetic penis. Nathan. Kiss."
She lifts her index finger with a smile. Having posted the status to his profile, she sits back, covering her face with her hands. Then she grabs her mobile and types in a text which says, "Check Twitter now." There are already 3 comments. Megan texts her saying, "Unreal, how you do that?" Casey clicks on refresh to find there have been 5 retweets and more comments, including one saying, "Try some Viagra, Nath," and another saying, "I'ma start calling you Limpy." Alex instant messages her saying, "Lol, nice alliteration, Casey." She replies, "Thanks, Triggs." He answers with 2 question marks. So she writes, "You sound like Mr. Triggs. English?" He says, "Oh yeah." Then, "Check out the replies." One comment says, "Brutal fraping." Another, "Shamed." Alex messages, "Like flies to a turd." Looking thoughtful, Casey writes, "Hey Alex, go on Skype." He says, "Why?" She writes, "Wanna see you?" She waits, frowning, and after a moment he replies, "Shy guy."
Shit. Who the fuck?
She types, "Who are you?" He replies, hello, we sit together in English." She jumps to her feet.
"No, we don't."
Hey, bitch. Sorry, I know you're with Jack. Can you give me a call? I think someone's online as Alex. Yeah, just call me back. Fuck off.
She types, I know you're not Alex, so you can stop now. Alex's photo disappears from the chat window, and the hacker writes, if you wanted to hack someone, who would you pretend to be?
Of course.
She writes, come on then, reveal. He types, are we alone?
Whatever.
She types, yes, and he replies, door shut? Casey turns to look at her open bedroom door, then writes, yeah. Promise? She types, it's shut, hacker. Who are you? He writes, a fan.
A fan of what, you freak?
Your tweets. Then he sends another link. Casey clicks on it. One of her own tweets pops up, then a video link of her and Megan sucking lemons. The hacker writes, your anonymous posts. Casey clicks on the next link, which comes up with world's worst haul videos.
How the fuck? I can't stop shopping. I don't know what it is. I see it and I literally am in love with it.
Sometimes the hacker types, I like this a lot. Did you edit it?
I'm a big blazer kind of.
She writes, yeah.
And close them by turning the top.
She's added the word genius over the girl talking.
This is the perfect neon I have been looking for.
Megan's name pops up on her mobile. Casey turns it off.
I've been looking for. I never know what to pick.
This is mucho, mucho affordable. Mucho, mucho affordable.
Oh, love it.
The hacker types, this clip is my fave.
This girl is gonna win. Keep burning.
He writes, burning. Where did you find her?
You can't break me, I won't fall.
She types, you don't go to Northfield Grove then.
And hate me, but I'll sign soul, cause I am a fire.
He replies, how you know?
Keep burning.
She types, you'd remember this girl if you did.
Keep burning.
He writes, busted. So why chronic youth?
Hypocrite.
She types, why Alex Freeman? And he says, lol, got me there. Easier when no one knows it's us, right? We can say what we want.
Without anyone judging us.
The hacker says, we can do anything, then sends another link. This time it's Megan's profile that comes up.
No fucking way.
She types, no.
Hi, it's Megan. Leave me a message and I might get back to you.
Hey, bitch, I'm sorry I missed your call. You need to check your Instagram. Some fucker's into Alex's stuff and mine and now yours. Just call me.
The hacker's written, wait, you should see this. Your BFF posts pics every day. Casey writes, so? He replies, no pics of you for over 1 month. Casey looks at the photos on Megan's account and notices there are none of her. She types, why do you care? He replies, I help victims of cyberbullying. Casey starts to write, I'm not her, but then stops and thinks for a moment. She deletes that and writes, my dinner's ready. The hacker replies with a sad face. Casey types, gotta go, sorry. The hacker writes, what you eating? She replies, chicken. He writes, jealous. She types, bye then. and adds a kiss at the end. She deletes the kiss and sends the message. Then she sits back, biting her fingernails nervously. The hacker writes, "Bye." Casey sits staring at her computer and chewing her fingernails. Suddenly, a monster's face fills the screen. Casey jumps up in fright. The hacker types, "Sit down." She picks up her phone and he says, "Put the phone down, Casey." Her eyes widen and she stares at the window in horror. Another message pops up, "OMG, not out there." Casey stares at her laptop in horror. She looks at the webcam and the hacker writes, "Yoo-hoo." Casey stands in the middle of the green rug on her bedroom floor, staring at her laptop. She walks over to it, breathing heavily, and looks at the webcam. As she reaches forward, a message from the hacker pops up. "Before you shut me down, there's something you should see." She starts to close the lid, just glimpsing an image of herself. Everything goes black for a moment. Then she opens up the laptop again. There's a naked selfie of her, her arm covering her chest. The hacker writes, "Too rude for Instagram." She drops her phone and slams her door shut.
"Hey. Yeah!
Thank you, Simon.
She presses her head against the door.
"I'm fine."
The photo of her disappears, and an audio file is downloaded.
"Are we alone now, Casey?"
She spins round.
"I know, it's awful. I sound like a constipated Stephen Hawking."
"What the fuck?"
"And yes, I can totally hear you too. Now, sit down, Casey."
Slowly, she moves towards her laptop.
"What did you do with that photo?"
"Nothing yet. Why did you take them, Casey?"
"Nathan practically begged me to. And it was just that one."
"Now, now, Casey. Pants on fire. I counted five at least."
"Nathan? If this is you, I'll tell everyone what you told me your mum did on holiday in Weston-super-Mare. I could have put that in the tweet, but I didn't."
She stares at the screen.
"What did Nathan's mother do on holiday in Weston-super-Mare? Please, Casey, do you really think Nathan Legg could do this?"
"What are you doing?"
"Flexing my muscles."
"No, wait, show me again, show me again, do it again, do it again."
A video of her and Megan.
"No, it's more like... Stop checking me out. She needs to just hurry up and come out. Seriously, it's getting embarrassing. It's like a dog on heat. She'll wait till she's at uni, and then she'll go full light." "Yeah, and then we'll all be like, Tamara, no shit, you're gay. Who knew? All those times you came over, just as we happened to be getting changed, and stared at us like half naked for like ever. We had no idea. Next time she stares at me, I'm gonna say something."
"Like what?"
"Like, Tamara, you're a total fucking lesbian. Deal with it."
"What are you doing?"
"This is Tamara, right?"
"Wait."
"You said she needs to come out."
"Wait, what are you doing? No!
He's posted the clip to Tamara's page.
No, no, it's more like...
What have you done?
That was nothing. Now imagine if I did that with your special selfies. You know what happens to girls when those photos get out there.
Casey looks at another photo of herself.
If you try to shut down, if you try to switch off the router, if you leave the room, the pictures go online.
What do you want?
Patience, Casey. First of all, I want you to sit.
Casey pulls up her chair and sits down in front of the laptop. The photos of her disappear.
Look, Twitter storm alert.
Comments are appearing on Tamara's page saying Tamara outed and knew she was gay anyway.
Don't be too sad, Casey. You upset me first. You lied to me, Casey. About the door. It wasn't closed, was it? You promised. And you weren't going to eat a chicken dinner either, were you?
Casey's phone is on the floor with indignant messages from Tamara.
No more lies, Casey. Only truth.
She turns on the phone with her toe.
Say you promise.
Fine.
Say you promise.
I promise.
She's managed to call Megan.
Tell me what you're thinking, Casey.
Hi, it's Megan. Leave me a message, and I might get back to you.
Tell me what you're thinking, Casey.
I'm thinking about what my friends will do when they find out that my webcam's been hacked. And that it wasn't me that posted that video about Tamara. I'm thinking about how they'll track you down, find you, and fuck you up.
She clicks on end call with her toe.
Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You'll never, ever know.
I know you're over 30. It's the way you speak. With the BFFs and the LOLs, you sound like a parent. Get that right, did I? How old are you? Just tell me one thing about yourself. What colour's your hair? Or are you bald? That's it, isn't it? I am sorry. I've heard it can be a really traumatic time for a middle-aged man, losing all his hair.
What makes you think I'm a man?
It's not fair! You know everything about me, and I know nothing about you!
Pick it up. Go ahead. Get the phone.
Casey reaches down to pick it up. There's a text from Megan saying, WTF, Tamara is freaking out.
Hey, Casey. Does this sound familiar?
Hi, it's Megan. Leave me a message and I might get back to you.
Thinking about what my friends will do when they find out that my webcam's been hacked. I'm thinking about how they'll track you down, find you, and fuck you up.
Casey, if I can take over your computer, do you really think I'd let you have a smartphone to play with?
Why are you doing this?
I told you. I help victims of cyberbullying.
Really?
Oh, yes.
How the hell is this helping me?
Ha, 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 ha. Ouch, that hurts. So funny.
What's so fucking funny?
You think you are the victim? You're not the victim, Casey. You're the cyberbully.
Casey stands in her bedroom, staring at her laptop.
How am I a cyberbully?
Wow. Let me see. So many examples.
I feel like there are just the odd items that you can't live without.
What, you think that is cyberbullying?
I don't know what it is. I see it and I literally am in love with it.
You're ridiculing people on the internet. What
I
would you call it?
I'm a kind of kimono fan.
These are the sort of girls that bully ugly and fat kids at school.
And that makes it okay to bully them online?
It's not bullying, it's sarcastic.
What about Mr. Soft?
What, Nathan? What about him?
Erectile dysfunction? Can you imagine how much shit he's going to get for that?
Casey puts her hands to her mouth, looking thoughtful for a moment.
It wasn't him, was it? You sent that tweet.
You didn't even stop to question it.
She flops down onto her bed.
What do you want from me?
Three things. First, I want you to admit what you really are.
What, a bully?
Then I want you to realize who you have hurt.
Nathan and some idiot shoppers.
The Asian girl who was singing before appears on screen.
What, her?
You can knock me down to the ground.
You took her down.
Jennifer Lee, no I didn't.
For the fire
oh God, she's just beyond awful.
This girl is gonna win, keep burning.
How did you know her?
I told you, she was in the year above me at school.
You really found her funny, huh?
You can't break me.
Chronic youth. That's you, right, Casey? When singers are too deluded for X Factor. Steerpike underscore 84. Ha ha, too shit for X Factor. Elise underscore DR1. What a talentless whore. Mike to write. Go drink a bleach cocktail. Your pal Tommy, I fucked her and she gave me chlamydia. Mike to write, just the kind of plastic bitch who should be destroyed.
I didn't write all this.
But you started it, Casey. You threw in the grenade and ran.
I just shared what was already out there.
That's not all you did. Is it, Mo?
Oh, come on. Mo Lester. How did she not see...
Read it. Aloud.
Jen, my name is Mo Lester. I am CEO of Columbia Records. Would you be interested in signing with us? Columbia. Hi, Mo. Yes, thanks for your message. I would be super stoked to sing along with you guys. It would be awesome.
Another clip of her and Megan...
Stoked. Who says that?
We are putting together a new girl band.
Like, you never pretend to be someone you're not.
You would be.
I do it to help victims of cyberbullying.
Everyone does it. Nathan and Stuart Gorton pretended to be a Russian lap dancer, flirting with Carl Harris for weeks. Carl was going to meet her in a hotel. He thought they were in love. And the whole school knew about it.
And you think that's okay?
Ugh. See, this is how I know you're old. You don't get it. Of course, I don't think it's okay. It's fucking nasty, but it's normal. It happens, and we deal with it.
Like Jennifer did?
Why? What did she do?
You don't know?
No, she moved away.
Hi, guys. So this is just a video to say I'm sorry the new website isn't up and running yet. I know most of you have been following me for the right reasons, and I thank you for your love and support. But unfortunately, there are some haters who follow me wherever I go, who have forced me to change domain names and make a new website. And I would just like to say that if you are one of the people sending pictures of dead animals to me, there's something wrong with you, and you need help. For those of you who are looking forward to my next recording, I can reveal that I'm working on some new songs of my own, and they will be about the theme of autumn, because that's my favourite season, apart from spring. It's important that the haters realise that expressing creativity is a fundamental human right, and
why is she doing this to herself?
You shoot me down, I won't fall. No hate. Peace out.
Rule number one, don't feed the trolls. And let me guess, they trolled this video too.
She waits for a response.
Hello?
She waits, staring at Jennifer's face on the screen. She sits down and stares into the webcam.
Jennifer? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry I hurt you. I should have just kept my stupid mouth shut. I had no right to judge you. The truth is, I've always been kind of jealous of you. At school, you looked so comfortable with yourself. And then online, you put yourself out there for everyone to see. And that's so cool. I could never do something like that. I use fake names. Which makes me a bit of a coward, I guess.
Touching, Casey. Almost truthful, even. But I'm not Jennifer.
Some photos appear on the screen.
What is that?
Girls at Jennifer's new school dressed up as her for Halloween. The pictures were sent to her family members.
These assholes that did this, that's fucked up. But why are you picking on me?
Because you were the first to troll Jennifer's video. It started with you.
It would have happened anyway. Someone else would have done it.
You can't know that.
Yes, I can. Because if there's one thing we all know, is that everything gets slated online. Jennifer Lee knew that when she posted her videos. Didn't you, Jennifer?
I'm not Jennifer.
Yes, you are. You're Jennifer Lee, and blaming me for all this because I was the first person who posted that video is just the kind of corny, sentimental bullshit Jennifer Lee would come up with. It fits perfectly with that look-at-me victim identity. You know why you get bullied, Jennifer? It's because you ask for it.
She stares into the webcam, breathless with emotion.
Wow. Well done, Casey. Now you're talking like your true self. A bully.
Well then, I guess we're all bullies. Aren't we, Jennifer?
I'm not Jennifer Lee.
A photo pops up of an arm covered in slash marks.
What is that? She didn't.
Jennifer thought that if she posted this, the trolls would leave her alone. She was wrong. Steerpike_84. Lame effort. 99 badman 99. Attention, whoring bitch.
I can read it for myself.
Blaze_7_blaze. Try the other side of the arm. You'll bleed more.
I don't need to read it out loud.
Would you like to see her last video?
No.
Jennifer appears on screen, holding up a card which says, Hiya. The next one says, You probably don't know me.
Oh, I've seen these. They tell their sad story.
She holds up more cards, one after another. So let me tell you who I am. She moves on to the next one. Here goes.
Why do they take so long over it?
My name is Jennifer. My parents got divorced when I was 5.
My parents are divorced. Didn't subject the world to my singing voice.
I lived with my mum, just us two. My mum equals the kindest mum ever. Jennifer brings the card closer to the webcam briefly, then moves on to the next one. When I was 8, she started acting weird. I didn't know it, but she was really sick. She had ovarian cancer.
I didn't know that.
My mum passed away when I was 11.
I didn't know any of this.
I went to live with my dad and his girlfriend. I was sad all the time at home and school. Other kids made fun of my mum dying. I liked going online way better than school. I recorded videos of myself singing. I like singing. Because I used to do it with my mum. I didn't do it to be famous or on X Factor, lol. It just made me happy. But, Casey's toying with her fingers nervously. Jennifer continues, Kids at my school posted my videos and trolled them. I got called whore and ugly and told to kill myself.
I get it. It's fucking terrible.
I got really down. Got treated for anxiety and depression.
I don't need to watch anymore.
Yes, you do, Casey.
This fucking music!
I started cutting myself.
Look at the screen, Casey.
It's okay if you don't like me. But please, stop the hate. It's a very, very
The abuse went on and on. It only stopped 2 weeks ago.
What happened 2 weeks ago?
A search site pops up. Casey shakes her head. Looking scared.
Shut the fuck up.
Go on.
With trembling fingers, Casey types in Jennifer's name.
I would have heard about it.
Jennifer did not make the front pages. Cyber suicides aren't what they used to be.
You're lying.
I'm surprised you didn't troll her memorial page. Sup, Casey? Regrets?
But she was unstable with her mum, and who knows what else was going on at home.
You were Jennifer Lee's first troll. You have to face up to that.
You can't seriously blame...
I wonder what your friends will say when they realize you started this. Nobody knows chronic youth is you, right? Not even Megan. Will she still be your BFF?
One article is entitled, Jen Lee Father, Trolls Killed My Daughter.
I think I know who you are.
She looks at the webcam.
I can't even imagine what it must be like to lose someone you love. Especially like this. I've never lost anyone. My mum, she doesn't live with us. Of course you know that. You know everything. She's not well.
She stares at Jennifer Lee's smiling face on the screen.
I know what it's like to have a mum. Who's different and isn't there for you. I know what it's like to go to school every day and pretend there's not a problem when there is. And anxiety, well...
She holds up the bottle of pills.
I am so sorry. So sorry for what happened to your daughter. And it makes me feel sick to think that I was one of those people who hurt her.
A big thumbs down appears.
Wrong. I am not Jennifer's father.
Well, stepmom or stepsister, I know that I'd want to get back at someone if they ever tried to hurt my little brother.
I am not Jennifer's sister, brother, lover, or anyone who knew her.
Well, who are you then? Why are you doing this, you pathetic fucking loser?
I'm back, Case.
Careful, Casey. No daddy, Casey.
You in there?
The audio file disappears, but the hacker types, let him in and I upload your pics.
I'm getting changed.
Go to bed?
What? No!
So what are you getting changed for?
Fuck you.
What?
Nothing! I just... Can I help you?
I'm making you something to eat. Come downstairs.
I'll eat later.
Well... Just come down anyway. Barcelona are playing. What's wrong, Casey?
The hacker says he's got into her dad's computer.
Can I come in?
No! I'm fine. Please.
Did you have an argument with Megan or something?
Why would you even say that?
I don't know. How can I know what's going on if you don't speak to me?
Dad, just go!
Casey.
No, Dad! Please! What do you understand about privacy? Can I just have a minute to get changed? What is wrong?
In the crack of light under her door, the shadow of her dad disappears as he leaves. She slumps to the floor by her bedroom door. She remains there, huddled for a moment, then turns, so she's sitting with her back against the door. After a moment, she gets to her feet.
What is it you want from me? You want me to admit I'm a bully? I'm a bully. Are you recording this? Of course you are. Make sure you get this. I take responsibility for Jennifer Lee's suicide. It was me.
You mean it?
I mean it.
Truth, Casey.
Promise.
Weird.
What's weird?
After all the build-up, it feels kind of underwhelming. I think it's because it's insincere. I believe you'll wait until I've gone away, then tell everyone that some crazy hacker forced you to confess.
What do you want me to say?
Nothing. We need action, not words.
What action?
It's time to take your medicine.
I've already had my medication for today, thank you.
There's going to be a second helping.
Casey's standing staring at her laptop in dismay.
Ask yourself a question, Casey. What will life be like after I've posted this?
But you said you wouldn't!
Will it be worth living?
I've done everything that you asked!
I asked for three things. You accepted you're a bully. You admitted you killed Jennifer Lee. Now you have to make amends. The pills or the pictures. Either way, your life is over.
Fuck you.
One pill, Casey. All you need to do to stop me from tweeting this picture is swallow one of your little white pills.
One?
One pill, one picture.
Casey sits down. She tips a pill into her hand, then sets the bottle down. Picking up her drink, she pops the pill in her mouth and takes a sip through her straw.
I know what you're thinking, Casey. Did you shoot 6 topless selfies? Or only 5? To tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. In any case, 5 or 6 pills won't kill you. We both know that. For this to work, we're going to need some more photographs.
A nude selfie of Megan appears.
Leave Megan out of this.
Take one pill or it gets tweeted. From your account. Time's up.
No!
He's posted the photo on Megan's page. Casey stares at her laptop in horror, then she looks at her mobile. Megan's calling.
Next. Your BFF again.
Megan's sending her indignant texts.
One more pill won't hurt you, Casey. But it might spare Megan some hate.
Casey looks at the photos of Megan on her screen.
Time's up. Wow. Bad friend.
Megan texts, pick up.
How about this one? It's different when it's you, huh?
Casey reaches for the bottle of pills and slowly puts another one in her mouth. As a tear drips down her cheek, she washes the pill down with another sip.
So, you're happy to pop pills to save yourself from a slut-shaming, but you don't mind ruining your BFF's life. Next. One pill.
Casey stares at the nude selfie of Megan. She picks up the bottle of pills again. She empties another one into her hand.
Wow. Loyalty.
Ha. You're funny.
Ha. Ha. You too.
She takes the pill. Then something about the hacker's last comment strikes her. She looks at the words, ha ha, you too. Then her gaze moves to the webcam.
Go on. Laugh some more.
She holds up a pill.
I'll give you this one for free. If you laugh at me again.
LMFAO.
No. Laugh for me properly, you know. Ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
She looks at the words on screen.
Slancha.
She takes the pill, washing it down with another sip.
I wasn't the first. Was I? I wasn't the first person to comment on Jennifer Lee.
Of course you were, Casey.
Show me. Show me. And I'll take 5 pills.
A comment pops up on screen.
Chronic youth. You were the first.
Yes. But you were the second. Steerpike _84. I can tell it's you from the way you type. H-A-R. No one spells it like that.
5 pills, Casey.
You must write like that because it sounds better in the Hawking voice. You must have got used to typing like that.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Does that mean I can track you down now, Steerpike?
Take the pills, or it all goes up.
84. What's that, the year you were born?
Take the pills.
I'll do you a deal. You leave me alone. Right now. And I'll forget about Steerpike 84.
OMFG, this is the funniest video I have ever made.
Really? How many of these have you made? How many kids have you bullied to death? And what about Jennifer? You trolled her more than anyone. You take responsibility, you sick, twisted fuck. You want me to overdose? Here's my suicide note. They'll find it next to me. And then they'll come and find you.
Maybe. But you'll be dead. I still win. Now swallow the fucking pills, or your pics will be online forever.
Megan's on the phone. Case?
The hacker types speak to Megan and I destroy her. I have pics of her with Jack.
I'm not talking to her.
Look, it's none of my business, Case. But it sounded like she'd been crying.
I don't care. Tell her to stop calling.
Great job, Casey. Outstanding. There's only one way to end the pain now.
Case.
He is really starting to annoy me.
I told her you didn't want to talk, and she said to give you a message. She told me to tell you, whatever is going on, she knows this isn't you. Right. Here endeth the message.
He interrupts again, Casey. I'm going to have to take action.
A steely look comes over Casey's face.
Casey? No, Casey.
She vomits.
You stupid, ugly bitch. Now you have to start over.
She gets to her feet and walks away into the bathroom.
Where are you going, Casey? Casey?
She looks at her reflection in the mirror. She heads out of the bathroom and starts to scrub at the floor where she vomited with a towel.
Stay where I can see you.
Need to get rid of this before it sets in. Nothing worse than a puke smell, don't you think?
3 seconds and it all goes up.
One time, Megan puked all over her mum's living room. Scrubbing that carpet for hours. It still stank. Raspberry vodka puke.
3.
I told her mum that it was me, so she wouldn't get grounded.
2.
She'd do the same for me.
I'm poting your shit, Casey.
Poting?
Posting, bitch.
You're having finger trouble. Slow down. Relax. Go for it. Post what you like.
Your life is over.
Is it? What are you gonna do? You're gonna come here and hack my family? Hack my best friend? Which reminds me, I need to call her back.
Stay with me. I'll tell you who I really am.
Casey turns round to face her laptop again.
Promise.
Promise?
She takes a few steps towards it.
I thought you said, I'll never know. I thought you had some super geek firewall IP rerouter and I'd never find out who you really are. But you know what? Doesn't matter.
She leans down and looks right into the webcam.
What are you when I stop talking to you? Nothing.
Kate?
She shut the laptop, then straightens up, trembling. Then she turns and walks slowly over to her bedroom door. She opens it wide.
Dad!
She steps out, then collapses into a heap in the doorway.
Dad!
She waits, teary-eyed. Then a smile spreads across her face as she hears her dad's footsteps.